Welcome to another episode of Modern Black Man Podcast. This week, I am joined by my esteemed colleague, Ms. Maya LaShawn, co-host of Maya LaShawn's YouTube channel. Maya, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, okay. Trying to be shy today.
Yeah.
I see. That's cool.
My bad.
No, you're good. We're going to talk about relationships. I know that you and I had talked about this concept for months, the concept of somebody being dominant in your heart, you know, that person that you want and you care about them, but they don't care about you. Your unrequited love is what some people may call this. It's an interesting dynamic because that person's absent. And when that person remains absent and you feel their absence, there's a void that you have for that person. Maybe you have it in life, but for me, I'm discovering it's personal. It's the space that you create for the person that you see as significant in your life. Do you ever see things like that?
Yeah, I definitely can see. Have experienced that and can definitely understand how that person can feel, and that's I agree with you. It's definitely hard, and sometimes that person that other person want can just be emotionally distant, you know, emotionally unavailable because they're not who they want to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and sometimes giving someone else a part of them is exhausting because they feel that they can't even give anything for themselves. So it's a lot. It's more like you're just floating. So that person could just be floating, or whatever, and just be don't even feel like they're a part of the world to even give themselves to somebody, you know? And maybe that person just needs something different.
You're making such good points. I think that's what it is. You call it floating. It's not necessarily, that's a perfect term. They're in their own rotation. They're doing their thing, and you can't help but see the distance that's been created because you remain in your orbit. You remain where your natural alignment is. And that's a good thing because what I think a lot of us may forget is that your planets have crossed. Mm-hmm. Once those celestial bodies cross, there is a rotation that can be created. I mean, that's our connection. And that's where we find the legitimacy in these relationships. Some people, you know, never respected you, loved you, cared for you. They just saw their opportunity, received, and now there's the ability to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's okay because of what I've discovered, that connection. People will tell you how they feel about you when you allow. And realizing the connection is the magic. And that's what keeps our stars aligned. So it's a good thing sometimes because you can really be pushed deeper into the abyss. You can be pushed into your rotation and see the other opportunities that are in your celestial journey. That could be your galactic destiny.
I don't even know what to say or respond to that, honestly, but I agree with you. It's just dang. Need it from me.
Ghetto, I wanna leave. Oh, earth is ghetto.
ghetto. I wanna leave. I wanna leave. Mm-hmm. Definitely. When I reach my plan, if I want to leave, it's just leave these people's harder to see. Treat each other like the conceivable world is ghetto.
You have an amazing voice. I think that when you touch down to LA, you should definitely do some art. I would never want to be in that position because it's so hard to live out there. I want to do an interview about that too. Tell me why the LA call is so important.
I've always wanted to move since I was a kid. You know, I've always wanted to live there forever. And I've just always been stuck and felt.
Mm-hmm.
Since recently, since my not getting married to someone, I've been trying to figure out who I am. And it's been like over a year now. And I need to, and I know this is an opportunity for me to leave. I said to myself, if I lose my job that I work at right now, there's no reason for me to stay. And I got fired, so there's no reason for me to stay here. Like, there's nothing here for me, like, holding me down. Like, there, I mean, there's something here for me, but there's nothing here.
You have connections, but you don't have any draws. You don't have any pulls. There's no demands or responsibilities.
To pull me down, so... Let me experience something new. Let me see if I can do it for myself somewhere new. And I want to be happy enough. And I want to see if this is going to make me happy. If not, I can come home.
And you know what? You are a free spirit. And I encourage you so much. I think that this is going to be a great opportunity for you to experience tremendous growth. Mm-hmm. I pray for your validation. Because you're not going out there to connect with music. You're not going out there to secure a job. You're not going out there for a relationship. You're not going out there for a sports team. You are going out there to validate Maya LaShawn and who you are. And I think that when you plant your flag down, I really hope that you plant it firmly and permanently. Because that is going to be your home. And your new base of operation, your world perspective will change. Because that is home. And you're going home. This is your homecoming in a sense, even though it's your arrival. It's so exciting. As far as music goes, are you in a situation where you're going to go straight to the studio? Are you going to collaborate, try to get on other people's projects? Are you gonna work? Are you gonna try to be a backup? You know, try to do something to where you can.
I want to do all that. Mm. I want to do all that.
Anywhere tell me
I
more.
I can sing anywhere I can do my talent. I want to do all that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the open mic thing as well? Cause you write music.
Yeah, I want to do. Yeah, I want to do all of it. Yeah, I write music. I want to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to experience stuff. I want to do stuff. I just want to do it. I don't want to feel stuck anymore, you know?
So tell me more about this being stuck.
feeling like I'm not doing anything. Feeling like I'm not moving through life. I see people doing what they want to do and me wanting to do it and I'm not doing it. And I feel that living at home was holding me back from doing that.
Okay. And changing that living situation as well as your geography is going to be a lot of new. How do you plan on coping? How do you plan on staying grounded? How do you keep your mental health with all of these changes?
I slow down. That's the hard part, keeping my mental health. Like, because I'm not even hearing anybody. Like, I'm just listening, like, to my own thoughts. Like, even you asking me these questions, I'm not even, like, fully listening because my thoughts are the next chapter of my life and how it's going to be and what it's going to look like.
It's like you love the future so much, you have to hate the present.
I don't hate the present. It's just...
You don't want to be in it.
I don't know. That's true. It's not that I hate the present. Well, I don't know if I hate the present. It's just...
You definitely embrace the future.
Yeah.
And you don't speak highly of the past.
Yeah.
So, in the right now, as good as it gets is, well, I can't wait till tomorrow. I think maybe you could benefit from the present.
It's not that I can't wait from tomorrow. I'm anxious about tomorrow. I don't even know. I just... Right now, I'm moving on a big step that I'm afraid of and I'm excited about. And
I think you could enjoy that big step even more if you were able to be present in the moments and really see what's unfolding. For me, I've found a great peace in really just absorbing truth and things for what they are in the moment. You know, it may be pain, it may be hurt, but it's all a matter of perspective.
I think right now.
What do you think?
I think you need to cut that off. Because I think you want me to be the most.